Hello, everybody, and happy December. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. Every day on Basic Gospel, you hear the Word of God revealing true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. We're on the air live, right now, and online, so you can be on the air or online and call this number, 844-32-BASIC. If you have a question or need direction for the tough issues of real life, call now. Again, that's 844-32-BASIC. The full number, of course, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. December is here. Can't believe it. Where is this year gone?
Yeah.
Boy, but it has flown by. We're coming up to the Christmas season when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And so this month we're going to focus on Jesus. Just who in the world is this babe that was born in a manger? And there's an interesting story in the book of Matthew. I think Mark shares it as well. But Jesus had traveled north to this city called Caesarea Philippi. Now, Philip, the son of Herod the Great, built this city, and that was kind of a place. It was on the southern slopes of Mount Hermon, which is a mountain in northern Israel, and it was near the headwaters of the Jordan River. So the source of the Jordan River, one of the main sources of the Jordan River, is right there. And I think that's a significant fact in this story, because Jesus gathered his disciples. And at this time in his ministry, I mean, the whole nation was abuzz about who he was. And so there was all kinds of speculation. People were wondering, is he the Messiah? Others were asking if he was a prophet. And there was all kinds of speculation. I mean, every day around the water cooler, people were asking, who is this Jesus? So Jesus took his disciples aside, and there, you know, near the source, the headwaters of the Jordan River, he asked this question, who do you say that I am? Now, I think that's significant, because that question really is the headwaters of Christianity. That is the source of Christianity. That question got Christianity rolling, so to speak. Well, we know Peter answered the question. He stood up and he boldly declared, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, that was information that he didn't figure out on his own. That was information that was revealed to him by God the Father. But I think this particular question really gets to the heart and soul of the gospel message. Apart from Jesus, there is no gospel. Apart from Jesus, there is no good news. Jesus Christ is God's good news to man.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about him this month. He may get tired of us talking about him. We're going to talk about him every single day. And we're going to really have some fun doing this. And I think it's going to be a wonderful education. You know, critics today, when they cast dispersion on Christianity, it starts right with Jesus. You don't mean to tell me that he's God in the flesh. You don't mean to tell me that he was actually raised from the dead. You don't mean to tell me all of these things. All of their criticisms are pointed directly at Jesus Christ. Yeah. So we as believers in Christ need to know who he is. We need to have the information that the Word of God gives so that we can declare that he truly was and is God, and is alive today, and is alive living in us. So we're going to look at all of these different passages in the New Testament that declare his identity. And from there, we're going to learn how that applies in our everyday life. So we're in for a great month, this month of December.
Yeah, and friends, if you'd like to join us and talk about him too, we'd love to talk about him with you. 844-322-2742 or 844-32-BASIC. The lines are wide open right now, so if you have something to talk about, a particular Bible passage you can't quite understand, or one of the tough issues of life you might be facing, well, give us a call. We await your calls right now. Again, that toll-free number, 844-32-BASIC or 844-322-2742. In the meantime, guys, a question from Daniel, who writes to us from Oxon Hill, Maryland. Says, Jesus is the door, God is the Father, they are one. If someone in a distant land sees the beauty of creation and says, I want to know the one who made all of this and be with him, can that person receive salvation at that moment of faith in the Father?
Well, I think what we need to look at is what the father is going to do in that particular situation. We just read the story about Jesus asking the question, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter responded, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting that Peter's response wasn't something of his own initiative. He responded that way because God the Father in heaven had revealed this information to him. So what is the Father going to do to anyone seeking him? The Father is going to reveal Jesus to that person. That's what we have to put our confidence in. So anyone, anywhere in the world who is seeking truth, who is seeking to know God, God the Father is going to reveal Jesus Christ the Son to that person. And faith comes through hearing the word about Jesus. So if somebody is seeking God and wants to know God, God's going to reveal to that person the good news concerning Jesus.
Yeah. Good answer, Bob, and thank you. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, why, we encourage you to drop us a line and pose your question by email. We'll be glad to address it on a later edition of Basic Gospel. But right now, the phone lines are just wide open at 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC, or the phone number 844-322-2742. Time on the clock. We want to hear from you, so give us a call.
Yes, indeed. It's kind of interesting as a follow-up to that question. When we read the gospel accounts, there's two significant events within Jesus' life. There's his baptism. Mm-hmm. So he goes out to John the Baptist at the Jordan River, and John the Baptist puts him in the water. And as he does, there's a voice from heaven. And that voice is God the Father, and that voice says, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." So what is God the Father all about? He's all about revealing his Son to his people. We see that at the Transfiguration as well. Jesus takes up Peter, James, and John. They go to the top of this mountain, and before their eyes, Jesus is transfigured, and there too we hear a voice. "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
Yeah.
So what is God's word to us? It's a word about Jesus. It's a word encouraging us to put our faith and trust in him. If you want to know what God the Father is going to say to you, I think those two stories reveal the answer. He's going to tell us about his Son.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a moment, we're going to go to Houston, Texas and talk with Ted, but before we go there, question for you. Do you know your identity in Christ? Sometimes life is tough, and it can hit us hard and hurt us deeply. In those times, it's hard to give thanks. But that's what God calls us to do. As Paul wrote, we're to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So friends, if you're struggling right now and feeling overwhelmed by life, we have a new booklet containing 42 hope-filled truths that will overflow your heart with thankfulness. It's called Do You Know Your Identity in Christ? And it's yours free to read online or to download at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net, and the booklet is free. We'd love to get one into your hands or on your screen.
Yes, indeed. And I would just encourage our listeners to take advantage of this. This is a wonderful, wonderful resource. I've used this particular resource in personal counseling, personal ministry. This is something it's perfect to put inside your Bible, mm-hmm. to carry with you wherever you are. It's something to remind you of all that you are in Christ Jesus, all that Christ has accomplished for you through his death, burial, mm-hmm. and resurrection. And if you know somebody struggling, having a difficult time in life, this is a great resource just to pass on.
Sure.
So we've made it easy for you to download, to get many copies. Just call us up. We'll send you one.
Absolutely. And that's at basicgospel.net. Well, my goodness, we lost Ted for some reason. So, again, the lines are wide open at 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Question from Laurie in Canada, and this goes back into the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, and First Chronicles. It says, King David sinned against God's commands. Joab warned him against doing it, but David insisted on taking a census. When God addressed him and gave David a choice of punishments, 70,000 innocent people had to die. Was David's disobedience their fault? How can such be justified? The punishment should have been David's, not his loyal people, mothers, dads, family members, and kids, who would all be mourned. So was that a fair judgment by God?
Well, if it's a judgment by God, it's fair and right and just. We can just count on that. Why? Because God is faithful and just. That's what we learn about him throughout the Word of God. There is nothing that is unfair or unjust about him. It doesn't necessarily seem fair to us. It doesn't necessarily seem right to us. But that's our understanding. That's our human thinking.
Right.
But God knows the big picture. He knows what's going on. And so we just have to trust those things. I know when you read the Old Testament and see some of these stories, you just get to the end, you scratch your head, and you wonder, what in the world is going on? What in the world is God thinking? Why is he doing these things? I know when Joshua took the people of Israel into the promised land, there were enemies, and they had to fight and battle these enemies. And when they did, God said, kill all of them, you know, even the animals and all of that. And you wonder, what in the world was God thinking? But all we can do is realize that God had a plan, and that plan was to bring Jesus into the world, and that through Jesus the world would be blessed, that
right.
we could all know God the Father through Jesus. We could all experience eternal life. And so part of bringing this plan into being, there were some things that were done. And
sure.
you, like I said, you just scratch your head. But I think you have to step back and say, well, even though this looks strange on the surface, even though I can't fully understand the whys of what God was doing, I'm going to have to rest in the fact that he is faithful and just.
Right.
That he is doing it out of a just and holy and loving heart.
Yeah.
That's the God that we know in Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Lori, thanks for your question. And again, open lines, 844-322-2742. It's why we're on the air live, so you can be a part of the broadcast, so you can get on the air and pose your question or your particular need. And we want to hear from you, friends, 844-32-BASIC.
Yes, indeed. Tomorrow is a special day here in the life of the ministry. It's Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've experienced Black Friday. Many people were out shopping, you know, starting at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
They were lining up at Walmart or at Target or any of the big retail outlets to try to get those big sales.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Saturday, a lot of people visited small businesses. It was Small Business Saturday, and they were buying things from these small businesses. Today is Cyber Monday, so people are on the internet. That may be why they're not calling. They're shopping, buying things today, and we understand that, trying to get all the deals, and we get so caught up in buying things and that sort of thing, we forget about giving. And you know, one of the greatest joys that we can have as human beings is in giving. I mean, they've even done research on kind of the brain chemistry of folks who are generous, and they see that they're some of the happiest people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Generous people are the happiest people on the planet. Well, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, and so different nonprofits and ministries and that sort of thing are encouraging people to give to support causes that they like and appreciate. And I can't think of a better cause than the gospel.
Right.
The proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. No matter what people say out there, no matter what they express as far as their needs and what they desire in life, what they really need is Jesus.
Yes.
Without question. There is no one like Jesus, no one that can deeply connect with us and can satisfy our souls as Jesus does. I mean, we may think we need things. We may think we need new cars and new houses and new clothes and all of that. And those are nice, but they don't satisfy at the deepest level of our human experience. Only Jesus does that.
Yeah.
Only God can meet those needs, and he does so in the person of Jesus Christ. So we need the gospel. The gospel is the most important message the world has ever heard. It's the message that needs supported. And so tomorrow we're asking our listeners to join us by giving a generous gift to support Basic Gospel. So we're giving you a heads up so that you can prepare for that. We'll give you all the information if you're on our website, if you're on our email list. Mm-hmm. We've already sent out information on how you can give tomorrow. But let's join together tomorrow in a special way and say to the world, this gospel message is what you need.
Yeah.
And your gift to Basic Gospel can send that message.
Right. And you'll find that support link at basicgospel.net when you're ready, and we hope you're ready real quick. Okay, New York, Washington, Louisville, Sacramento, San Francisco, Boise, Eugene, Denver. Are you listening? We want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. 844-32-BASIC. This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. And give us a call, friends. That's why we're on the air live. In the meantime, a question from Desiree, who lives in Southern California, says, what did Paul mean when he said he wants to know the power of Christ's resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow he may attain the resurrection from the dead? What did he mean by that? Philippians 3, 10 and 11.
It's an excellent question.
Yes.
It speaks to the heart of Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, he had everything going for him, and he counted all of that as rubbish in comparison to knowing Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I think he gets to the specifics of what he means in knowing Christ Jesus, the power of his resurrection. So I think that's all about this new life that we have in Christ. Jesus was raised from the dead physically. That was the beginning of this new creation, this new created order or recreated order that God brought into being. We experience that same resurrection power when we come to know Christ personally. We go from death to life. We're raised spiritually. So to experience this new life is to experience the power of the resurrection. And he goes on and he talks about and to share in his sufferings. Why did Jesus suffer? Well, he suffered because he loved us. God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So sharing in his suffering is to align our hearts with his, to love people as he has loved people. And we can give sacrificially. We can lay our lives down for others, so to speak, just as he did, as we walk in the power of the resurrection.
Yeah.
I think of moms and dads today. The sacrifices they make for their kids. They give up a lot so that their kids can experience all that they want for their kids. And that's part of sharing in the suffering. Why do you sacrifice that? Because you love them so much and so deeply. That's how Jesus loved us, so much and so deeply. And Paul's saying, I want that kind of love inside of me. Even if I have to sacrifice something, I want to be able to love people at that depth.
Yeah.
And that's what sharing or experiencing the power of the resurrection and sharing in his suffering is really all about.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go and talk with Charles listening to us on WAVA. Hi, Charles.
Hello. Hey, Bob.
Welcome, my friend.
I'm sitting here between the two forks of the Shenandoah River. Anyway, it's raining. Anyway, me and my wife travel around a lot. She's a traveling nurse, and I visit different churches, and, you know, I mean, the gift for the world is Jesus, and I would like to see you guys speak on discernment, because I just see, you know, there's so many different views out there, and it all subtracts away from the love of what God has for us. And it just really, and it hurts so many people.
Well, Charles, I think you bring up an yes. excellent point and a concern that many people have, and I think this has been a concern for 2,000 years. And we get kind of confused and all messed up when we start asking questions about us instead of asking questions about Jesus. The gospel is about Jesus. It's his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension. We get included in that story by faith. But then we start asking questions about, you know, do we need to be baptized in water? If we need to be baptized in water, can it be good enough to be baptized by sprinkling, or do we need to be immersed? And if we're immersed, do we need to be immersed three times in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or is one time enough? So we start putting ourselves into the equation, the things that we're supposed to do or not do, and that brings about confusion. And so I think a discerning heart kind of filters through all of that clutter and gets right back to the heart and soul of the issue, and that's the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension of Christ Jesus, and asking what that means to us. I think that's where real discernment comes from. And if we have discernment of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is always going to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known to us. That's real discernment right there.
Well, I know that, I mean, when it was the Father acting through Christ, you know, that's just the way it's supposed to be. And it's Christ working through us. It counts. He does all the work, and he gets all the credit and all the glory, and we get the joy.
You're exactly right, Charles. But you said something I think that is very profound. He gets all the credit.
Yes.
And
right.
That's where our pride really takes it on the chin, because we want some of that credit, don't we? And that's where things get messed up. And I think we need to realize that it's all Jesus, and we just get to share in his life because of his grace and mercy toward us. Apart from that, we're doomed, aren't we?
Right. Well, I support you guys, and I was with you in Mount Hermon a year or so ago.
Beautiful place, wasn't it?
I listen to you all the time. Anyway, God bless your work, and I ran into a church up here that you would love to go to. Anyway, maybe you can come there one time and say a few words to them.
Well, would love to do that, Charles.
Yeah. Let us know who it is.
There's a church that's right in there, but there's not very many, and that's very unfortunate. You know.
Well, I agree with that. Well, Charles, thanks for your call. Let me put you on hold, and if you can pass on that information, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
You hang on.
Friends, we love hearing from you when you call or write to offer a word of encouragement, and we appreciate hearing from each one of you who have given to keep Basic Gospel on the air. Together, we have a marvelous privilege of being ambassadors for Jesus Christ, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5. And, of course, together with you, it's our hope to keep the good news of his love, grace, and life coming on the airwaves and online. And if you've supported Basic Gospel in the past, thank you for your partnership. If you've not had the opportunity to give in support of this ministry, we ask you to become a partner with us now. We need your generous support at this time, and you'll find a support link at the header at basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. We hope to hear from you today. Bob Christopher, wrap it up for us.
Well, Bob, as I mentioned, we have lots of wonderful resources, Your Identity in Christ. Do you know Your Identity in Christ? We encourage you to go to our website, basicgospel.net, and download this or request a copy, and we will send it to you via mail. We also need your support. The gospel needs supported. As I said earlier, it is the most important message the world has ever known. It's the message that cuts through all of the clutter of our personal lives and brings us to the heart and soul of what life is all about, and that's a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So invest in that. We ask you to join with us to make a difference in the lives of people by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, so save those gifts and give tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be a great day tomorrow. We hope you'll take advantage of that and be a part of Giving Tuesday. And as you help Basic Gospel, keep the good news coming. Well, just about out of time, everybody. And now for Bob and Richard and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, we hope you'll poke around our website, basicgospel.net. It's there to serve you, our Basic Gospel listeners, and we hope you'll take full advantage of it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.